British warplanes struck a large bunker today in Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte, his largest remaining stronghold. NATO is focusing on beating back the pro-Gaddafi forces that are still battling Libyan rebels in the area. Yesterday, there were fierce clashes in Tripoli, which remains tense as rebels hunt for Gaddafi and his allies. Today, loyalist forces have been shelling the airport, and sporadic shooting is reported elsewhere. As the rebels consolidate their hold on Tripoli, the opposition's National Transitional Council says it's moving some of its people to the capital to begin the process of transferring power. The BBC's Wira Davies sent this report from Tripoli just after rebel fighters captured Gaddafi's compound.
The dawn chorus, Tripoli style. On this occasion, although still dangerous, these are rebel fighters celebrating the final fall of Colonel Gaddafi's fortress compound.
This is the very balcony overlooking the Baba Lazizia compound from which Colonel Gaddafi made so many of his anti-Western speeches, anti-capitalist speeches. It has now been taken by the rebel fighters, but it's taken them several days to do it.
My name is Ahmed.
Ahmed, are you a fighter or just an ordinary guy?
Yeah, I was a fighter, but these 2 days I took a rest. Now, after these couple of days, I need to make sure that it's safe. Then we have to take guns out of the men.
You worried there are too many guns now on the streets?
Yeah, I worried there are too many guns in the streets. And I want them to take the guns as soon as possible.
As we can hear, there are a lot of guns, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a lot of guns.
Angry with so much ostentatious wealth, the rebels smashed the compound to pieces.
Now, of course, although most Libyans never got anywhere near this compound, Baba Lazizia, one of the things that people always talked about was an elaborate network of tunnels underneath the compound itself. And I'm in these tunnels as we speak. They go right underneath the compound. They stretch for a long, long way. God only knows where exactly they go to, but this, of course, could have been one of the ways that Colonel Gaddafi managed to get away from his compound, escape the bombardment, and, of course, he is still at large, probably somewhere else in Libya as we speak.
Above ground and beyond the destroyed complex, normality has not yet returned to this broken city.
This is a hospital that is the closest to what remains of the front line in Tripoli itself. This is near the Abu Sleem district, and in this emergency ward, dozens of people, mainly civilians, are being treated for gunshot wounds. And what everybody here tells me is that they have been shot at indiscriminately by snipers loyal to Colonel Gaddafi from rooftops, from windows.
Gaddafi soldiers, they shooting everywhere, using heavy weapons and using a lot of them snipers.
Haitham is a medical student volunteering in the emergency room.
And are there many injured people? These are all civilians, some children as well. Are many people coming in here?
There are a lot. Today I think about 200 people injured and about 20 are dead.
With Colonel Gaddafi still evading capture and his hardcore loyalists still fighting, there are real concerns that a political vacuum might divide and damage Libya even further. Concerns dismissed by Ibrahim Al-Kib from the rebel leadership here in Tripoli.
I can tell you that I'm almost certain that we will always continue to be one country, united under the umbrella of one government, and I think we will be a very positive force in the future.
Welcome news for the rebels last night as the UN announced it would release to them more than £1 billion in seized assets. But as hostile firing raged again in parts of Tripoli, a reminder that the battle has yet to be completely won.
The BBC's Wira Davies reporting from Tripoli. Back in just a bit, you're listening to Here and Now.